Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hey everybody, we're live and on location for day three of the Big Iron Farm Show from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Candace Owens coming to Bismarck Event Center tonight, so it is a busy Thursday. How are you? Glad to have you along. I'm Scott Hinton. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Just got some breaking news that mortgage rates have topped 6% for the first time since the financial crisis of Joe Biden's making. You know what mortgage rates were a year ago? A year ago today. Left over from the roaring Trump economy.
I'm going to say, what were they, 2.85, something like that?
They were 3%. Yep, exactly. So they were half of the current mortgage rates. They've doubled in a year.
Whoa!
Look at this crowd.
Right. I think it calls for a celebration at the White House. Paging James Taylor. Can you crank out some more hits for the latest White House celebration on doubling mortgage rates?
Oh, my. You just cannot make it. Yeah, we should really have some fun. There you go. But it's not a climate change thing, James. Sorry. Should have told you at the gate there. That's next week.
Can't make it up.
You cannot.
Cannot make it up, friends. Really roaring Joe Biden economy, and that's what we're celebrating. You can't make it up. Mike Lindell is on the program today. What's it like to be surrounded by FBI agents while you're just trying to get a burger in Mankato? You can't make it up. You can't make it up.
Yeah, can I get the Frisco burger meal with a diet? But freeze!
Yeah, I mean, I'm dying to know just kind of how it happened. And
wow.
And I did hear yesterday an interview that Mike did with Charlie Kirk. And the amazing thing about Mike Lindell is he started evangelizing to these FBI agents. He was talking about how he, you know, said, come on, guys, what are you doing? I mean, when is somebody going to say, you know, stop, you can't do this? So anyway, he'll be on the show today. We look forward to that. Jim, the flagpole guy, is out here at Big Iron. He's got a big grand opening tomorrow at his location behind Kiss Livestock in Mandan. And Kevin and Jim are going to be doing the show tomorrow for yours truly. I actually have a funeral to attend tomorrow for a former East Grand Forks Mayor Lynn Stouse. Lynn was a good friend of mine. And I had the honor of traveling to Washington, D.C. after the flood of 1997. Many folks will remember that epic flood in Grand Forks. And Grand Forks Mayor, rather, Pat Owens, and East Grand Forks Mayor Lynn Stouse literally were there begging people to understand just how devastating things were in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Do you know what EGF stood for in the spring of 1997? EGF, everyone got flooded. And literally everyone got flooded in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. So while Grand Forks was certainly devastating as well, there were parts of Grand Forks that didn't get touched. I lived out on Cherry Street in Grand Forks at the time and had water to the doorstep, but not actually in the condo that I lived in at the time. And there were plenty of parts of Grand Forks that didn't get touched with the flood. But in East Grand Forks, everyone got flooded, so it was quite the deal. Jesse Ventura was governor at the time. And he was up there probably about a half a dozen times trying to help in any way they could. It was quite the deal, but really the help that Grand Forks did get and East Grand Forks did get was largely a result of what I would say is the irresistible lobbying that came from Mayor Lynn Stouse and Mayor Pat Owens. They really were a great tandem duo. It, a lot of national news coverage and all of that, and Lynn passed away over the weekend. So I'll be at his funeral tomorrow and honored to be saying a few words about him. And I knew him. His son Scott called and said, you know, we'd like you to do the eulogy because, you know, you really knew him personally. You know, actually spent a lot of time on Grace Lake in Bemidji, Minnesota, where Lynn and Margie Stouse and their kids have a cabin. And so spent a lot of time personally with Lynn, but then also obviously professionally as well because of the flood and our coverage and whatnot. So that's why they asked me to say a few words about Lynn, and I've got a million stories, so we'll share a few of those. But thanks, Kev, for you and Jim the Flagpole guy tomorrow.
I'm excited for Candace Owens tonight. Excited to hang out with Jim tomorrow and see his new digs.
Yes, exactly right. So that'll be kind of fun. That'll be on tomorrow's show. So you see what Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are doing here. A question of the day today, is this the way to solve the border crisis? And this is literally busing illegal immigrants, people that have crossed the border illegally, and send them, in one case, to Kamala Harris's front door in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And where's the latest that Greg Abbott's sending? Is it in New York?
DeSantis, Martha's Vineyard, Abbott's sending him to Chicago, New York, D.C., I'm guessing Massachusetts, Connecticut, California, they're all going to be on the list because there's, 12 or 13 sanctuary states. So I think it's obviously not effective because, you know, they're coming in at 5,000 a day, but I think that it points out and really lands the ignorant comments and the fact that the vice president says, oh, the border's secure. Well, here, these people just got here for you. What do you want to do with them? I mean, that's what it's pointing out. It's more the theatrics of it. But Carrie Lake, as a matter of fact, was on with Tucker. She's running for governor in Arizona.
She's got a plan.
She has a great plan. And she talks about it here, but she thinks it's humorous how these mayors like Eric Adams are so appalled by it.
I get a kick out of it watching these liberal mayors just, you know, throw their hands up and say we can't handle it because it's life every day for us in these border states. However, I'm not a fan of it, Tucker. I mean, we're just taking people here illegally who shouldn't be here. We're moving them further inland. My plan is the most bold, aggressive plan on the border. We're going to secure the border. We're going to call it what it is, issue a declaration of invasion on day one, get troops on the border in the form of our National Guard. We're going to stop people from coming over. And we're going to stop the cartels from having control of our border. I don't like it as a mother, and I know no Arizonan likes it, that we are the pipeline for the most dangerous, deadly drug this country's ever seen, called fentanyl. Number one killer of young people. It's all coming through Arizona because Joe Biden gave control of our border to the cartels. And on day one, we're going to invoke our Article 1, Section 10 authority and take back control of our border away from the federal government. It's a dereliction of duty what they've done. Yes. And we're not going to let Joe Biden drag the state of Arizona down while he's trying to destroy this country.
Amen.
So there's a different approach.
Meanwhile, in New York,
this is a crisis. And during crises, there are two types of New Yorkers. There are those who play I got you and stay on the outside and complain. And then there are those who roll up their sleeves and just get stuff done. That's who we are. So it doesn't matter if you came here on a Mayflower or on a bus at the Port Authority. You deserve the dignity and respect that this city continues to show.
A little different in the Mayflower days coming here than it is now, though, sir.
Yeah, that was legal, Mayor Adams? That was legal?
Yeah.
Immigration,
yep.
This is illegal immigration. But there's two schools of thought here. One is the governors of Arizona and Texas saying, guess what? We're going to send you, these illegal immigrants. Carrie Lake, who wants to be the governor of Arizona, is saying, stop them at the border. declare an insurrection and stop them at the border. It's an invasion, as she's saying. I'm asking you who's right. 701-258-0550 to weigh in on that question. 701-258-0550. Because there are two very interesting approaches there. I actually think every governor ought to be sending more National Guard troops down there and doing exactly what Carrie Lake is saying. I think the New York and the Florida approach right now is good theater. It's a good way to keep this in the news.
Yep.
And let people be aware of what's happening here and how dang ridiculous this is. But the real fix is at the border. I've been there. I've seen it firsthand what's happening. So tell me what you think is the better approach. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, or call us at 701-258-0550. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night. Freedom Matters USA bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck. Tickets still available starting at $20. If you'd like to go, get them at the door tonight for the one and only Candace Owens. It's going to be an epic conversation with some great North Dakotans tonight. Let's give her a big patriotic welcome. Short time out. More after this from What's On Your Mind, live and on location at Big Iron today.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Cash and Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Cash and Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit cashandmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
There is another way to minimize your farm's risk and protect its equity with margin protection coverage. This is Bethany Rent, crop insurance agent with IRA Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease or increase in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect you from changing input costs and crop prices on your farm. Let us help you explore this option between now and September 30th to get you covered. For more information, go to IRAeins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRAE.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Question of the day, who's right? Florida governor, Texas governor, busing immigrants, illegal immigrants, lawbreakers to cities like Washington, D.C. and New York City? Or is Carrie Lake, candidate for governor in Arizona, right to say, hey, we need to stop them at the border, not put them further into the United States. Well, what's your take on that question of the day? It's 701-258-0550. Jim in West Fargo waiting to weigh in here on the What's on Your Mind program, live from Big Iron today. We're going to chat with our friends from Red Wing Shoes in just a moment here as well. We'll talk a little bit about Big Iron and all the things they're doing. Is one of our fine sponsors of our live broadcast, and the caps you can get when you come up and say, I stand for the flag. We're going to give you a flag cap with a nice little Red Wing Shoes logo right there on it. Jim in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, student loans. You know, the thing is that we should not have to be forgiving student loans, and they wouldn't be if the federal government had never gotten involved in this in the first place. You know, they started guaranteeing all this money out there for all these kids and the colleges. They moved right in like a bunch of predators and figured, hey, now we know how much their parents make. Now we know how much they can afford. We're going to raise our tuition rates accordingly. Then they jacked up the interest rates, 6% to 9%. And in the meantime, I don't know, do you have any idea how much interest the government has collected since the start of the federal student loan program with the FAFSA stuff? It's over $800 billion in interest that they have collected. $800 billion. And so here's my take on it. We sit and piss them on over $300 billion being to forgive these loans. These kids got put in a situation that no other generation had been put into. And we tell these kids, well, then don't go to college. Well, go do something else. Well, then we turn around and go, why can't I get into a doctor? How come there's no nurses at the bedside? How come I can't get an engineer to come work for my firm? Well, when we discourage people from going to college, then we sit there and wonder why the prices on everything have gone up in a lot of those fields, why we can't get our hands on them. You know, the system needs to be fixed. I don't think we should be blaming these kids who got put in this situation for getting a little bit of money back, especially when we consider we just went through the biggest taxpayer-funded giveaway in this country with the PPP loans. And I know plenty of people in this area, Republicans, Democrats, whatever, who benefited and didn't lose one bit of business and never had to pay back one cent of those loans. And then we give farmers free crop insurance. We give oil companies money so they can go cap wells that they own, but yet the state pays for that. So, I mean, there's a lot that's going around, and I don't think we should be picking on the students.
Well, what is your solution?
Well, I think we need to fix the system, for one thing. I think we need to bring...
What does that look like, though? What does fixing the system mean?
Well, fixing the system, I just starting to work on it. We got to put our brains together, okay? Maybe these tuition rates are too high. We're already subsidizing these colleges from the state. Okay, and then they're turning around and charging our students these prices. You know, the colleges that were built for our kids to go to, built by the taxpayers' money. I think we need to start looking at tuition rates, where the waste is, how much administrative staff do these colleges have, why is it costing so much in their opinion?
I think one thing you're talking about, and Charlie Kirk writes about in his book, The College Scam, is these no return on investment degrees, these gender studies, women's studies degrees, there's no career, there's no real job at the end of them. That's what he's really preaching about.
I think that's really overblown. To make that the main argument is poor, because
that's part of it. No, I'm not saying it's not the main. Didn't say it's the main part of it. It's a big part of it. The other is these massive endowments these colleges set up.
Well, not to mention...
I think it's a real small part of it, in my opinion.
I mean, I would argue that if you're looking for a career, you're looking for something that can make a meaningful difference, there's plenty of examples of things you can sink your teeth into right now without a college degree.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and you're right, Scott, there is. But you still need those college degrees. You can't become a doctor without a college degree. And I need a knee replacement. And God dang, if there's not going to be a doctor to do it, what am I supposed to do? Okay. What about when someone gets pulled cut? You know, you need something designed for your business, a new machine or a new method or something, but you can't get your hands on an engineer to do it. You just can't do that without the background education.
Those are degrees with returns on your investment, for sure.
Jim, appreciate the call, and let's see if others agree with you today on the program. Okay. Thanks for the invigorating conversation. I would reject the idea that a PPP loan in the middle of a pandemic saying keep employees employed versus just shutting down the economy and sending people home it's apples and oranges with the $10,000 loan forgiveness. I know a lot of people like to connect those dots. It's kind of a fun way to do it, but it is not an apt comparison in my mind. James the Cavalier, we'll get you in next. But first, Teresa Reimers is here from Red Wing Shoes. Teresa, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well, glad to have you as our Big Iron Hat sponsor. Thanks to Teresa. We have those AM 1100 The Flag hats, and if you stop by and say, I stand for the flag, we flip you one of those hats. So thank you for that.
Yes, they're awesome hats.
And a great thing to do right here at Big Iron. We've also encouraged people to wear their Red Wing shoes out to Big Iron. That'd be a good idea, right?
Most definitely.
And you know, this
keep your feet comfortable.
It's been going on for 42 years, and Big Iron's been around a lot longer than that. I mean, I'm sorry, Red Wing's been how many years?
Over 100 years.
Wow.
We've been around. Yep. In Red Wing, Minnesota, is where we started, and we still have our corporate office there, along with a couple of our factories.
That's awesome. And
the world's largest boot.
Heck yeah.
The world's largest boot.
Did you know it's a manure-proof leather?
Yeah.
It comes with those. Yeah.
That is a thick leather, yes.
Yes.
Thanks a tour if you ever get to Red Wing.
That's a very key attribute, manure-proof leather, assisting those farmers that are working on their land. And, of course, that legendary Red Wing on the side of the boot.
Yes.
Part of that 100-year history.
Yep.
100-year plus. So talk to farmers. What should they know now about coming into harvest about Red Wing?
They need to have some fresh boots on their feet. You never know what the weather's going to be. So you come in, make sure that you don't have holes in your boots, and make sure you're comfortable. We have a new 3D scanner that can make sure that we find a boot that fits your foot properly. It's absolute amazing technology.
Explain that. How does it work?
So you get on this device that scans your foot, 3D, pops up and telling you exactly your length of your foot, your width, the instep. And then it recommends footwear that is the exact fit for your foot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. It's great technology.
It's as custom as you can get.
Yep.
And you also have a lacing system. What's that?
The BOA lacing system. So BOA started with snowboarding boots back in 2000. And about 10 years ago, Red Wing said, hey, we need to have this in our boots for all those oiled workers that, you know, they don't want to tie up their boots or they don't want a pull-on boot. It laces them up and keeps it tight, and you don't have to worry about breaking a lace in the middle of a work day.
Oh, I love it. So lots of innovation.
Yes. Yep. We're staying on top of it.
Anything else?
It's almost like a wire. It's really cool.
Yeah. And if you ever break it, you just stop into the store. It's a quick fix. We fix you up and send you out the door again.
That's fantastic. Kev, is something else you wanted to ask?
Oh, I just love when we were at Red Wing one time, I said, do you like the boots? And the guy said, yeah, I have a big, weird foot. So this is the only place I can get my boots, and the certified fit specialist. There's a reason why we preach buy local, and that's buy regional local. But you need a big weird foot. Teresa's your Dutch team.
Yeah, you can stop on in, and we'll get you hooked up. We were having problems getting boots in, but now things are supplies getting better, and we got boots here for you. So stop on in.
3003 Main Avenue in Fargo. If you're coming to town for Big Iron, make a stop. See Teresa and the crew and check out that 3D custom orthotics to get you, whether it's a big foot or a little foot or anything in between.
Exactly.
You're going to take care of them. Thanks, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy it. One of our fine sponsors.
Whoa.
And remember, you tell us, I stand for the flag, and we're going to flip you a flag cap courtesy of Red Wing Shoes at Big Iron. Come find us at Butler Arena. More after this. Don't go away.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
About 100 illegal immigrants were shooed away by Secret Service and are now loitering out front of Vice President Kamala Harris's home, who just announced the border is secure. The illegal immigrants in Eagles Pass, Texas, were sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The group includes migrants from Venezuela, Uruguay, Colombia, and Mexico. The head of 13 rail unions and the nation's largest freight rail carriers reached a tentative agreement early Thursday morning, less than 24 hours before workers would have gained the ability to strike. Lawmakers in Massachusetts were kind of freaking out with caring for dozens of migrants Wednesday after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets full of migrants to Martha's Vineyard, a ritzy island located in Dukes County. On Wednesday, Democratic lawmakers voiced their criticism online after they were forced to act swiftly. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Although he called himself unpaid labor. The son is doing most of the heavy work from Mohol, North Dakota. Got about 3,000 acres up there. Stopped by and said, hey, been listening. 5.5 hours to get to Big Iron. Has only missed one in the 42 years of Big Iron. How's that for extraordinary, isn't it?
You bet.
And he said, I stand for the flag. Always have. Always will. So he's got a flag cap. You can, too, if you come find us in Butler Arena at Big Iron today on What's On Your Mind. Mike Lindell joining us at the top of the hour. Can't wait to hear the story of his FBI raid at a Hardee's. Yeah, you can't make it up. Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience awaits today. Next to us here, West Main Avenue, West Fargo at Big Iron. Chicken fried steak today. Valley City, if you're cruising in, exit 292, pulled pork or French dip in Valley City. I think I'll have myself a little French dip today. Or maybe a made-to-order burger in Valley City, making my way to Bismarck for Candace Owens tonight. So that should be fun, hitting the road. 292 off I-94 is the exit. Chicken pot pie, 12th Avenue and I-29, Salisbury Steak in Glendon, Yulin has stuffed green peppers, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Let's go to James and Cavalier. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Good morning, guys. Say, I heard Burnham talking about his daycare proposal, and it is a good proposal. It helps parents, but what the main thing you need to be focused on is helping these small, privately owned home daycares. The cost of everything has gone up to run these daycares. My wife works from home 50 hours a week. She can't charge, you know, time and a half over 40. There needs to be some tax incentives, some grants or something for these home daycares and these small town daycares to keep them open and keep them in business. It's a lot of work taking care of all these little gifts from God. It is rewarding, but there needs to be some more focus on the providers itself, help for them.
Yeah, I did not dig into that yet. We'll plan to have some coverage of that next week on the program. I know they've been working on it a while, and I saw that the initiative was rolled out, but honestly don't have a lot in the way of details about it to be able to even opine at all intelligently on it. I want to dig into it. But you're saying the help While welcome is not necessarily the help that can have the kind of impact you're talking about with individuals that are providing daycare services.
Yeah, exactly. Like with the costs of everything going up, and, you know, we get like the food program. We're licensed through the state, the food program, but that barely covers the cost of food and, you know, and everything else that goes to running a daycare isn't provide, you know, and you can only charge so much. You know, you can only raise your rate so much. There needs to be more incentive towards the businesses themselves.
What would that look like? I mean, give me if you.
I mean,
maybe some tax breaks
or some grants for these home daycares. You know, like you run your own home daycare, you're providing your own health care for yourself. You're trying to retire, you know. And you know, like I said, you can only charge so much, you know, to where. You know, the parents who just couldn't afford to, you know, it's not like you can just pass it on to the parents so much. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to afford daycare themselves, and then that doesn't help the matters either.
Yeah, I've often thought if you could reduce the barriers to entry to bring in more people doing what your wife is doing. And just, you know,
yeah.
Because that's no easy task either, right? I mean, all the different regulations that you're having to endure, and if you get above a certain amount of students, and students, you know, kids, I guess, at that point, youngsters into daycare, then you know, you've got a whole other set of regulations, and that pretty much keeps a lot of people out. So I know that there's been success.
Yeah, it's all focused on age, you know, if you have babies and all that works, you know. You can, if you have so many babies and you can only have so many kids, and you know, there just needs to be a little more incentive towards the small town daycares that are keeping these businesses open, so parents can get a place to take their children and go to work.
It is a workforce issue. There's no doubt about it, and it needs a lot of attention.
I'm just trying to get it out there a little bit. That's the reason for calling. We'll see what the state can do. They handled it real well during the pandemic. Everything was handled well with how they did that, but some of them things are being pulled back now, and the belt's going to have to get tighter again. And I'm trying not to pass it on to parents.
I appreciate you calling today, James, and welcome others' thoughts on that as well. Thank you very much. Lauren is on the road calling What's On Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Candace Owens tonight, Bismarck, North Dakota, 7 p.m., Bismarck Events Center. Over 2,000 people are going to be there, somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people there, which makes it the largest conservative event, short of a president visiting. Pretty extraordinary what's happening there, so no doubt about that. Just to go hear a speaker and sit there and hear a conservative speaker that comes and brings a message of hope and of activism. You know, in the case of Candace Owens, she just started talking on YouTube. And all of a sudden, had tens of millions of followers, and now, the Daily Caller and her book and working on a documentary and other platforms has quite a voice. So pretty amazing. Hope to see you there tonight. And tickets are available at the door, starting at $20. All the details at freedommattersusa.com. If you've just heard about this today, we'd love to have you join us. Lauren, on the road. Go ahead, Lauren. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, good morning, all. And, Candace Owens, Chief, from what I've heard of her, she's a powerful speaker. Should be quite good. I was calling about the illegal immigration issue. You asked, you know, is it right busing people up to these other areas or the people from the Arizona plan there to secure the border? And I think securing the border is the correct response. We have to ask ourselves, you know, these people that we're sending, these human beings that we're sending up to these Washington, D.C., New York, whatever. What are these people going to be like? You know, they're going to be in our country. What are they going to think? Are they going to, down the road, side with the left-wing politics and become, are they going to appreciate what's happening to them? I think we really need to address the immigration policy. There's all kinds of people in this world that would like to come to our country to work. From real poor environments, you know, areas where the governments are corrupt, the cartels are, you know, it's actually dangerous to live in their countries, and they want to come to a place and earn a living, and it's like, We need to make it easier for them to come. You can't tell people to wait for a year or 2 years and study and apply to come here to our country. You have to make it a lot easier. You should be able to come to the border, present your credentials, and come in and get a work permit and come on in and be a good citizen and participate. And if you're a criminal, get the hell out. So I don't know. That's my take on it. So I'll leave you guys to pontificate over my solution.
All right.
There.
Lauren, can I weigh in quick, Lauren? One thing is, when are we full? Because you're talking about the majority of the world. I mean, if you're talking about all of Central America, large part of South America, most of the Middle East, we're the shiny house on the hill. I mean, when are we full?
Right,
it's just not sustainable.
I understand. There has to be. You can't just let everyone in, right? It'd be like open the faucet. No,
and what's going on? What's going on right now? Even in what you described, I wouldn't agree with your approach. Because I think it's organized chaos, and it's literally not possible to do that at the border. But the people you're talking about that mean us no harm, that want to come here for a better life, processing them is going to allow the illegals to pour in and the drugs to pour in and the human trafficking. What's going on at the border right now is inhumane. It is inhumane, and it needs to stop. And it is organized. Well, it's not organized. It's chaos. What you're talking about is organized chaos. I appreciate you sharing your opinions, however, Lauren, and we'll see if others agree with you. Question of the day was, what's the best approach? These governors that are taking illegal immigrants, busing them to Washington, D.C., New York City to make a statement, or Carrie Lake, a candidate for governor in Arizona that says, hard stop, wait a minute here, let's get the border under control, let's declare this an invasion, and let's tackle this head on. Who's got it right? I want your take on that today at 800-228-0550. Today's the final day of Big Iron, and there are a number of different seminars that are happening, and one of those seminars is by our friends from Freedom Financial Group, who are going to be talking about tax strategies today and defending the legacy. And we're joined by the CEO, financial professional, Marissa Nelson. How are you?
Hi, I'm glad to be with you today. This is really exciting for me.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
I'm glad you stopped by, and I see that 2:30 this afternoon,
yeah,
you'll be doing the Defending the Legacy Financial Planning Strategies for Tax, Legal, Risk, and Wealth right here at the Big Iron Farm Show. So tell us what that'll be. Give us a little sneak preview.
Yeah, I'm a farm kid from Max, North Dakota, and we lost our farm in the late 80s. For 30 years, this will be my 30th year in the industry, and we work all over the United States. We've got clients in 43 states, but this is my home. This is my hometown, my home people, and we're here. We showed up with tools and tips and things and strategies that they can take back to their people. You know, we need to take back our farms. We need to take, we were just talking about this before we got on the show, we need to take back one by one our civil liberties, right? And so I know that this is exactly what I'm conservative. It's the things that I talk about when I come to the stage, that this is up to us. You know, we go to our accountants, we go to our attorneys, we go to our financial advisors, we go to insurance guys, we go to bankers. When are we going to bring those people together and bind together, get bound together to figure out a plan for our family farms? You know, we're doing imports and exports from all over the world. I get that. I get the reasons behind we do that. But we got good products. We got good services here. And the only way that those family farms are going to continue is if we plan for it. We plan on it. 70% of the farmers and ranchers I work with every day say they expect their generational farms to continue to the next generation, and yet only 25% of them, 25% in America today, have a plan. 25%. That is unconscionable. So as a farm kid who lost her farm in the 80s with her family, I grew up learning the value of a dollar rock picking. We can take back our tax. The code is there, and it's in your favor if you know what to do. In America today, there are two sets of tax rules, one for the informed, one for the uninformed. Both are legal.
I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of you if they're not a Big Iron. 2:30 this afternoon it'll be happening, but otherwise, if folks want to learn more about what you do,
yeah,
and I applaud everything you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, these tax strategies that are given to these farmers and ranchers, God bless you. How do they get a hold of you?
Planwithfreedom.com. planwithfreedom.com. I believe in freedom. It's why we named our company what we named it 30 years ago, Freedom Financial Group. We're here to do estate planning, transition planning, exit strategy planning. We're one of the few in the state of North Dakota that specialize in farm ranch planning, and this is what we do every day. We show up, we serve around kitchen tables, and so come find us today. But we're going to have be part of that live event. You can go and watch this. It'll be on YouTube, live event.
Oh, perfect. 2:30 this afternoon. Planwithfreedom.com. Thank you, Marissa.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Got What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, live at Big Iron today. Rosella wanted to weigh in here on our topic of the day. And then we're going to meet Nate Gion from Butler Machinery and talk a little bit about Fendt. We got a lot of Fendt iron here. A new shade of green. Yeah, a little different shade of green. We like that. Rosella, what's on your mind?
Well, one of the callers just here
10 minutes ago called in about the immigrants that come and how we should be nice and all that stuff. Well, as a Christian, yes, we should be nice. But I want everybody listening to think of this. They come, a lot of people say, oh, we need the workers, we need the workers. Yes, we need workers. But how can you give anyone a job if they don't speak the language and they can't read the language?
Yeah, or get it, or be legal workers.
They cannot do the job. And they bring these people in, you know, we have these meatpacking plants that work against the farmers from China down in South Dakota. And those people, they bring them in, and they really are not workers. You can go into a local Walmart, and you can ask some of those people, and they look at you, and they go ask somebody else and somebody else. And it's usually American speaking that says, hey, you know. So you cannot. I cannot. I can tell you verbally, and if they know the language that way, you can explain. But if I give you a sheet of paper, and I say, here's what you do. Here's step 1, 2, 3. And they can't read it, they can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, they're here to vote. I mean, they're not here to work. There's a lot of them in their mind, they're here to work. But in the regime's mind, they're here to vote. Those are voters. Those are future Democratic voters right there.
Don't break the law. Let's just start there. Don't break the law. It's not complicated. Nate Gion is here. He's the Ag Customer Account Manager for our friends at Butler. We're in the Butler Arena for day 3 at Big Iron. If you stop by West Fargo, Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Nate, nice to see you. How are you?
Doing real well.
You know what I've noticed the last 2 days? That growers hop up in the Fendt cab and they marvel at the technology.
Yeah, there's plenty in there to look at for sure. It's it can be a little intimidating right when you get in there, but it's actually, you spend a little bit of time and it ends up being really simple and intuitive once you're familiar with it.
What makes Fendt different in that category?
Fendt has always kind of prided themselves on reducing operator movement, which increases productivity. So it started all with the loader tractors, so not moving your arm as much made the operators more productive. So the existing cab plus the new cab we have here with the Fendt 1 technology in it is all designed around minimizing the operator moving his arm, and that makes him more productive.
Wow, interesting. Let's talk about some of that equipment that is here at Big Iron from Fendt and what makes it so unique. Talk a little bit about what you have on display.
On display we have kind of the full line. We got all the way from the Fendt 716 loader tractor, 160 horse, all the way up to 670 horse two-track Fendt tractor with CVT transmission all the way through the line. So wheel tractors and track tractors, all CVT now. So.
What else do you want farmers to know about how Butler and Fendt work together to make this a great experience for your customers?
One of the most important things, the value that Fendt provides to the customer is the warranty. So Butler runs 5-year warranties on pretty much everything. And then we do all the maintenance for the first 3 years, and then you have the option to do a 5-year full maintenance contract. So you don't pay for oil, you don't pay for filters. Basically, you just put fuel in it and go. And then Butler handles everything. We come out and do the service. You know what your cost is going to be going into it. So,
can I get one?
Yeah. They've been on and off. We've been kind of – we've seen some delays, but – it's kind of coming around a little bit. Tractors we're pretty good on. Combines, we got some that'll be here yet this year. It varies depending on what you're looking for. But
we can find you in the Butler Arena for the final day of Big Iron. Goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon. But if folks aren't able to get here, tell us how they find out more.
ButlerMachinery.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. The Google box works pretty good, just Butler Machinery. So in Fargo here, we have 24-hour service line, 24-hour parts line, so after hours is available. We're available more than most other dealers, so it's an easy company to do business with, and we appreciate those guys that do.
Fascinating. Nate Gion, Ag Customer Account Manager for Big Iron, for Butler Machinery, rather talking Fendt here and all the great iron at Big Iron. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good to see you. Let me squeeze in another call here. Brian in Fargo. Got a minute to find out what's on your mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Say, and I apologize if you guys have brought this up before, but I personally haven't heard many people talking about this, and I feel like it should be one of, like, our main issues, even though we can't do anything about it now, is the fact that all that money just disappeared over to Ukraine. Like, it's gone. We can't track it. And now, all of a sudden, in every single state, we're getting outspent 3-1. Like, I don't understand why people aren't drawing the conclusion that our own money is being spent against us.
Yeah, and what's your source for that, that it's disappearing? I know one of the things that a number of the Republican senators who ultimately voted in favor of the spending for Ukraine asked for was the way was a strict set of protocols on, you know, government accounting, you know, having inspectors keeping tabs on the dollars. And I've not heard that they've unearthed a lot of waste or theft or anything else. Where are you hearing that?
Hearing that, Mark Levin's show was talking about it quite a bit. The fact that, and that's what my source is primarily, is just the fact.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. There's no doubt about that. Senator Kevin Cramer is on tomorrow. We can ask Kevin, make a note of that if you would, to ask Senator Cramer about that, find out what exactly we have in the way of protocols in place to keep tabs on how it's spent, because that's a very important point, no doubt about it. Make sure the dollars are going where they're supposed to go.
The woke anti-energy, anti-agriculture, anti-American, and politically correct culture is slowly getting a foothold in North Dakota. One of the most influential conservative voices in America today will be at the Bismarck Event Center Thursday, September 15th. Her message for North Dakota includes strategies to fight the woke movement. To learn more about attending this event, go to freedommattersusa.com. freedommattersusa.com. Spread the word. Pack the house for Candace Owens. Thursday, September 15th, Bismarck Event Center.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more.
Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.